Here's a thought I'll title Pixels Per Meter. And I have to be honest, it's one of those thoughts that occurs that I stew on a little bit. I'm not sure it has any practical use in my photography or my art life whatsoever. But it's an interesting train of thought and one I'll just share with you here on this holiday week between Christmas and New Year's. And it all started because I was looking at an astronomy website when it introduced me to a term and a concept I'd never heard before. It was describing how one of these satellites, I think it was the Cassini satellite, that had flown past some of the moons of Saturn. And it was recording digital images, obviously, to send them back to Earth. And the term they used to describe the resolution of those images was pixels per meter. So the description was that this one pixel in the digital camera that was on the spacecraft was recording 5 meters or 10 meters or whatever it was. And that was how they measured resolution, is how big does the object have to be in order for the pixels in the digital camera on the spacecraft to record it? Pixels per meter. I hadn't thought of that before. So I started wondering about if this has any application to my life in photography, to the kinds of landscape, terrestrially based landscape images that I make. And here's the way the train of thought went. If we're measuring pixels per meter, if we set up the camera so that in the field of view of our camera with whatever lens we happen to have, if we're seeing from edge to edge 1 meter of subject, then we could simply divide the pixel resolution of our sensor by that meter, and it would tell us how many pixels are being used to render that meter of wall or subject material or whatever it is out there that we're photographing. Pixels per meter. But then I thought, okay, but in landscape photography, we're doing a completely different sort of thing because we're looking at a distant object, let's say that's maybe 100 yards or 50 yards or something like that. And so the field of view might be many, many meters, and our camera has many, many pixels. But when you do the division, how many pixels per meter, it drops off considerably. Makes perfect sense. Is it practical? Well, I don't know, except for this. If we take that image and crop it, we do not increase the pixels per meter. The same resolution would apply to a cropped image as it does to a non-cropped image. On the other hand, if we zoom in with an optical lens, we will decrease optically the number of meters we are seeing, but we don't change the resolution of the sensor at all. So we will have more detail optically zooming than we will by cropping. I vaguely remember talking about this a month or two ago that didn't have anything to do with pixels per meter, but it's the logic of pixels per meter that really sinks it home to me, that optical cropping is likely to be way better than post-processing cropping where we're just eliminating pixels. The other way, of course, we can decrease the number of meters we're spreading across our sensor is to use foot zoom, walk closer, get closer to the subject. That also will decrease the number of meters we see at the same angle of view and thereby increase the pixels per meter. I guess the final thought is, aren't we glad that we don't have a resolution that is like 1 pixel representing 30 meters? That being said, I'm assuming that if they had higher resolution cameras in that spacecraft, or flew closer, or had a way of changing lenses to an optical zoom, we could see smaller and smaller details on those distant planets, just like we do in terrestrial photography, which, at least for artistic needs, doesn't rely strictly on the amount of detail we can see in a scene, although that is of some importance.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.